Good morning, friend. I hope you are doing well. It is almost 5 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. It is March 10th, 2021. How's Mind Change March going for you? If you haven't caught on to Mind Change March, go back a couple episodes and check that out. We're just deciding. Some of us didn't get a good start to this year. We had all these plans and we thought 2020 was behind us and 2021 was going to solve all our problems, and maybe it hasn't. So if you're struggling, it's time to change your mind, and you can start in March. And if you didn't start on March 1st or March 2nd or March 3rd or March 4th or 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th or 9th, you can start on the 10th. Today's the day. It's time to start. So check out Mind Change March. Go back, listen to it, commit with us, and we're going to start getting stuff done starting today. Hey, it hasn't been a perfect month so far, but it's getting better. We had some challenges. We've had a few things that we'll eventually talk about on the podcast that will, I think, help you see how we respond to challenges and difficulties and how we keep on going, even when there's something hard happening. And it's always good to share. The Bible says, bear one another's burdens, right? Share your stories. So we're going to do that. We'll talk at the right time. We'll talk about some of those things. But you know what? God is always faithful. He never gives up on you. He never stops. He never quits. He's always there. And that's what Mind Change March is about, is remembering whose you are and who you are and starting over when you need to. There are no old beaches. When the high tide comes, it wipes away all those footprints. So you don't have to worry about the path you've taken to get where you are now. You just have to start today. And that's what Mind Change March is about. So let's get after it, okay? Today, it's crazy wind outside, by the way. If you hear the noise, the wind's been blowing like nuts all night. The dogs couldn't sleep. They're sleeping by the fire next to me. You'll probably hear them at some point here. Harvey and Lewis are recovering well from their surgery. So thanks for asking. A lot of people have been emailing and asking how the boys are doing, and they're doing pretty good. They've had to have a little bit of sedation because they get a little combat. Still have some testosterone left over in their systems and worried that they're going to tear those wounds open from their procedure. So we've had to sedate them a little bit for a few days, and that's been kind of interesting to see two drunk puppies. But anyway, thank you for your prayers for Harvey and Lewis. And thanks for all the emails. I've gotten so many encouraging emails lately from all over the world, people just telling us that the podcast is meaning something to them and it's helping them, and we're grateful. That's what it's here for. And really grateful to be part of this community with you. Today, I want to talk to you for a second about just this concept that's been brewing in my mind since a conversation that I had with our friends Al and Kristen. We had lunch with them last week one day. And in the course of that conversation, we were talking about books and movies and different things we'd read. And we got on the subject of the movie Gettysburg. I don't know if you remember that or if you've ever seen it, but Gettysburg was a movie that was made back in the 80s, I think. I should have looked that up before I broadcast today. But it's an old movie. It's worth watching. And it was written based off of a novel, historical fiction, but really based on true events of the Battle of Gettysburg, by a guy named Michael Schirra. And Michael Schirra wrote this amazing book, and it took years for it to finally kind of get picked up and turned into a movie. But once it did, it was a really wonderful movie. And there's a scene in the movie where General Buford, who's a Union soldier, who was standing up on a hillside outside of the town of Gettysburg, and there's a scene in the movie and in the book where he has a vision, basically, of what's about to happen. And talking about that with Alan Kristen and Lisa, that scene's been kind of bubbling through my mind, and I stumbled across a verse, Proverbs 29:18, that says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint." Another version says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction." So today we're going to talk about vision. We're going to talk about the Civil War, something we call the 5-5-5 rule that we taught our kids, and the value of choosing your ground. We're going to learn how to choose our ground. And like always, we're going to start today with Tommy Walker. Hey, I'm so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska, which is very windy today in the United States, with my incredible wife, my brilliant and beautiful wife, Lisa Warren, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery to get that done. You can get the show notes and more on my website at wleewarrenmd.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. My favorite place to listen to podcasts is Podbean. Check out drleewarren.podbean.com. That's where you can get all kinds of special stuff that you can't get anywhere else except for Podbean. drleewarren.podbean.com. Hey, I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it. There's a scene in Michael Shera's epic novel, The Killer Angels, and that's the book that the movie Gettysburg was adapted from. There's a scene, and it's really beautiful in the movie. Sam Elliott plays General Buford, and it's just a noble, inspiring scene where he's standing up atop the hillside looking down into the town of Gettysburg, and he can see Lee's troops. General, the Union is fighting the Confederacy, of course, and General Lee is the head of the Confederate Army, the rebels. And Buford can see the rebels, Lee's army, down in the town. And he's looking at the lay of the land and the hills and the high ground and the low ground and the valley and the fields and all of that. And he just has a vision. He can see what's about to happen. I'm going to just read you a passage from the book just so you can get the feel of what's happening. He's standing up on the hillside, and he says, Buford sniffed distant rain. The land around him was hot and dry, and the dust of the horses was blowing steadily up from the south as the wind began to pick up, and he could see a darkness in the mountains, black sky, a blaze of lightning. A squadron of Gamble's cavalry moved slowly up the road. Buford turned in the saddle and looked back at the high ground. He shook his head. Don't have orders. You're only a scout. Devin, who's one of his aides, rode back, asking for instructions as to where to place his brigade. He had a cheery, boyish face, curly yellow hair. He had much more courage than wisdom. Buford said abruptly, accusing, You know what's going to happen in the morning. Sir? Buford says, The whole Reb army is going to be here in the morning. They'll move right through this town and occupy these hills. Buford pointed angrily. Because one thing Lee ain't is a fool, and when our people get here, Lee will have the high ground, and there'll be the devil to pay. So what happened was, he could see what was happening, that the Union army, the infantry, wasn't there yet. They were late. And Lee's army was arriving, and there was a perfect hillside, the little round top and the big hills surrounding the city, and if the Confederates got there first, they were going to have the high ground, and then the Union was going to have to march across this open field to take up the fight. And Buford could see the whole thing unfolding in his eyes, and Shera goes on to write, The vision was brutally clear. He had to wonder at the clarity of it. Few things in a soldier's life were so clear as this, so black line etched, that he could actually see the blue troops for one long bloody moment, going up the long slope to the stony top as if it were already done, and a memory already, an odd set stony quality to it, as if tomorrow had occurred and there was nothing you could do about it, the way you sometimes feel before a foolish attack, knowing it will fail, but you cannot stop it or even run away. But must even take part and help it fail. But never this clearly. There was always some hope. Never this detail. But if we withdraw, there is no good ground south of here. This is the place to fight. Buford saw it happening. He saw it happening so clearly that it felt like it was inevitable. Now, as it turns out, of course, if you watch the movie, if you read the book, or if you're a historian, have read the history of Gettysburg, Buford didn't let that happen. He deployed his cavalry. He unmounted his cavalry and took that high ground before Lee got there. And that holding of the high ground, the defense of Little Round Top and the other hills around, really was what turned the war around, because General Pickett, the Confederate general, had to march across that open field that Buford had seen in his vision, and Pickett's charge, of course, failed, and that's what turned the war around. And so the idea that Buford saw the vision and did something about it, that's what I want to get into today, because we're going to learn today about wisdom, vision, and how to choose the best ground on which to fight the battles that life will bring us. So there's a passage in Isaiah where God tells us how foolish it is to try to make our own plans and how often we try to find refuge and strength in people or things other than Him. And that doesn't usually work out so well for us. Check out Isaiah chapter 30. "Ah, stubborn children, declares the Lord, who carry out a plan, but not mine, who make an alliance, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my direction, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the protection of Pharaoh turn to your shame and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt to your humiliation." Now, this is one of those things that sometimes people say things around me, and maybe because I'm a writer, they just kind of stick in my brain and they filter. And Tata, Lisa's dad, Dennis, who we always call Tata, because when Josh, our oldest son, was a baby, he couldn't say grandpa, so he said Tata, and the name stuck. You often get your grandparent name from your grandchildren, right? Your oldest grandchild. But Tata's always saying, "Don't go down to Egypt for chariots and horses." And that's one of those things, if you don't know the Bible, you won't know what in the world he's talking about. Well, this is what he's talking about. Isaiah 30 and 31 tells a story of how God gets so frustrated with the people because they're always thinking that they need to go to other people for help, that they're going to go down to Egypt and get more chariots, and they're going to take refuge in Pharaoh's army, and they're going to be able to withstand trouble because somebody else is going to help them. And God is continually telling them, "I'm the one who's going to help you. Woe to you if you go down to Egypt for chariots and horses. Don't do that." So in Isaiah 30 here, he's saying, "Ah, you stubborn children, you carry out plans, but they're not my plans. You make an alliance, but not with me. And you add sin to sin." And so I'm adding that scripture to talk a little bit today about wisdom and vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, again, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction." Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." And Ecclesiastes 7:11-12 says, "Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it." Wisdom is a defense. Wisdom is a part of your armor that will help you get through the wars of life. Now, when our kids were growing up, especially Kaylin and I had this relationship where she would always talk to me about stuff before she made a big decision. She had a dose of wisdom as a child, and we had this thing that we called the 5-5-5 rule, and we talked about it all the time whenever she was trying to make a decision about something. And the 5-5-5 rule, I really don't know where I got it. I don't think I came up with it on my own, but somewhere along the line in my life, I got this somewhere. So if you're the one that gave it to me, then thanks, but I wish I could credit whoever gave it to me. But the 5-5-5 rule is this: when you're thinking of doing something, act like Buford on the hill. Look at the ground and think about it, and think about what's going to happen if you do one thing or the other thing. So 5-5-5 rule in our family was this: what's going to happen if you do this in 5 minutes? What's going to happen 5 hours? What's the result of that event going to affect? How is it going to affect 5 days from now, 5 weeks from now, 5 months or 5 years or 5 decades from now? And if you allow yourself to think down that thought process, down that path into the future, then it's amazing how much you can, quote, see if you just take that moment. Now, from a neuroscience perspective, we often have reflexive, instinctive things that pop up when we're, let's say somebody jumps out and you're surprised, you punch them in the face, right? You have a reflex to take certain actions or say certain things. And as the course of our life plays out, we have instant thoughts about what we ought to do or say or send in a text message or an email of what we ought to hit or throw or leave or drink or spend. But if we apply the self-brain surgery filter of 5-5-5, it creates a little bit of space, just a little gap in your brain before stimulus turns into response. There's a little filter that will give room for wisdom to speak to you. Now, the thing about wisdom is we have to take enough time for God to help us because He's a gentleman. He doesn't yell at you. He doesn't grab you by the throat and say, "Don't do that thing, do this thing." He stops, and He's got a still, small voice. There's a story in 1 Kings 19:11-12. Elijah, the prophet, was running for his life from Jezebel, who had vowed to kill him. And he's hiding in a cave in the mountains. And here's what happened, starting in 11. 1 Kings 19:11-12, Revised Standard Version. Here's what it says. And he said, "God, God said, "Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. So whenever your life is blowing up, when there's a wind and an earthquake and a fire and everything seems crazy, you can't hear. You've got to stop and wait for the still, small voice. That's where God delivers wisdom. Now, if we get to a place in our brain, in our self-brain surgery practice, where we can just learn to take that second, to let that gap develop, to think down the 555 path, to seek God's wisdom and His voice in the moment, to foresee like Buford did the battle that's playing out, then we can increase our odds of success. Now, Buford, here's an important point about Buford. He didn't get to decide that there was going to be a fight at Gettysburg. Lee's army was already there. The fight was developing, and Buford took orders from Meade and the other superior officers. So Buford was there, not of his own choosing, and he didn't decide that there was going to be a war. There was already a war. And we don't always get to choose whether we will have problems, pains, perils, plights, or other issues either, do we? Life brings us that stuff. Remember Jesus said in John 16, "In this world, you will have trouble." And so we don't get to choose whether there will be a war. We don't get to choose whether there will be a fight. But we can take a moment to choose our ground and let wisdom guide us in how and when and where we're going to fight, what we're going to press through, and how and when and where we're going to try to overcome. Now you might say, wait a second, Lee. And by the way, I'm going to take a little aside here. My podcast, you will never hear me say, "Hey guys, I'm not talking to a whole bunch of people." I want you to understand, right now, I am talking to you, my friend. Me and you are having one conversation. I'm not talking to a whole bunch of people, a bunch of listeners out there. I'm talking to you. And you might say, "Wait, Lee, what if I'm not very wise? What if I don't have the toolkit to make good decisions? My life's a big old mess. How am I supposed to be wise enough to make the right decision and choose the ground?" Well, you know what? I want you to realize something. All those soldiers under Buford's command didn't have to round up their own gear. They didn't have to make their own rifles. They didn't have to buy their own horses. That necessary equipment was issued to them for the army, for them to fight the war. And you know what? God has issued you the equipment. He has promised you something. There's a promise in James 1 that if you want to be wise and you ask God to give you wisdom, He will give it to you. Check out James chapter 1, verse 5. This is in the New Living Translation. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Look, friend, you have a generous God who wants to give you the wisdom to equip you to fight the battles of the war. You've got a Holy Spirit inside you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and if you haven't, by the way, now's the time to do that. If you need help with that, send me an email, lee@drleewarren.com. That's the most important decision you will ever make in your life. But if you have Jesus in your heart, then you also have the Holy Spirit, who is the giver of the wisdom that you need. But He's a gentleman, and you've got to take a moment, a pause, a gap to let Him speak to you. Who knows what today's going to bring? The sun's going to come up in a little while. We're all going to go off to work or go off to do whatever we're going to do, and who knows what's going to happen? But you don't, because you don't know, doesn't mean you have no hope. You can go up to the top of that hill, and you can look at the ground that you're facing and the battle that's coming, and you can get quiet with your God, and you can get the vision and the still small voice, and you can think through the 555s and see the battle unfolding like Buford did, and you can choose your ground, friend, and decide how you're going to fight this battle, because you'll have the wisdom and the voice and the vision that will help you make it through. Give yourself enough space to listen. Get yourself some vision and choose your ground, my friend. Start today. Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren Podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren, patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. Partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing this positive message of self brain surgery all around the world. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. Now, this month, since we don't run ads, we do run what I call reverse commercials. We want to tell you about organizations and people that we think are doing amazing work for the kingdom all around the world. Lisa and I personally support several of these people, and we want you to know about them. And this month, we want you to know about Messenger X, the amazing app full of free resources to help you grow closer to God. You can check out Messenger X, that's one word, on the Google or Apple stores on your iPhone or on your Google phone. Check it out on your App Store or on the link in the show notes. Messenger X, that's one word, to help billions of people across the globe that still don't have access to discipleship resources in their own language. Messenger X is changing that. I'll put a link in the show notes. Check it out, Messenger X. Hey, the theme music for the show is graciously provided to us by Tommy Walker and the good folks at TommyWalkerMinistries.org. This is Water into Wine that you're listening to. Check out the music for free and consider supporting Tommy's great work at TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Don't forget to go to my website, WLeeWarrenMD.com, if you need prayer, WLeeWarrenMD.com/prayer, or the website, WLeeWarrenMD.com/newsletter, to connect to this amazing community of people all over the world. We're bringing our own social media app to you soon, the Infinitely Happier app, and you won't know about it unless you're connected to the newsletter, because that's where the invitation will come from. So check out WLeeWarrenMD.com/newsletter for all about that. If you need prayer, go to the prayer wall, WLeeWarrenMD.com/prayer, or help us pray for people all over the world. Remember, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and you have to start today. Choose your ground. You can't choose the battle, but you can choose the ground. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day. Let's roll out with Tommy Walker.